Black History Month is an annual observance originating in the United States, where it's also known as African American History Month. It has received official recognition from governments in the United States and Canada, and most recently has been observed in Ireland and the United Kingdom. It is to remember the important people and events in the history of the African diaspora, and it's been celebrated for more than 53 years. And to talk with us about that is a guest we've had on Epiphany, Wyatt Jones III, principal of Loyola High School in Detroit, joining us now here on Catholic Connection. Wyatt, how are you?
I am doing well today. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
I'm happy to have you here, and such an important conversation to be having about celebrating Black History Month. So what should we be doing during this month, and what's going on at Loyola High School in honor of Black History Month?
Yeah, I think we want to honor and celebrate those who have gone before us and even some of our current pioneers for their envisions and the impact that they've had on our society. I think here at Loyola, we're finding ways to, again, highlight them through programming, through information for our young men, through events. I mean, it's just a great time, really, for our young men to realize that they are the future of America, and that they continue to put forth the work, that they, too, can be celebrated as well.
And, yeah, they could be historical figures in the making right now. I mean, we could be talking about you and many of your students, you know, 40, 50 years from now. Well, we won't be talking about it, Wyatt, but others after us will be talking about it. And why is that important? Like, what role models do you look for and your students look for in terms of trying to emulate those people?
Yeah, I think it's important for us to first model what we want to see in the world. And so for our staff who are here, many of them are alums of Loyola High School, we like to challenge ourselves to be current role models for our young men. But some of the people who I look up to are individuals like Frederick Douglass. You know, we have a Frederick Douglass scholarship here that we just started. And it's an opportunity for us to, again, one of his quotes is that it's easier to repair broken children than broken men. And so it is an emphasis for us to make sure that our young men fundamentally have all the things they need to be successful so that they can go out and, as St. Ignatius says, go out and set the world on fire.
Yeah, amen to that. And, you know, how important are role models like that, and how often are you talking about people like Frederick Douglass and others to inspire the young men you're educating at Loyola?
I think it's important to do each and every day. I think it's important for our young men to understand the impact that gentlemen like Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King and others have had on society, especially here in America. And so for us, it's, hey, we want you to be the dream of Martin Luther King. And how do you do that? You get up each and every day, you work hard, you put forth the right effort, you go through it from an understanding that God is first and that all other things will work out for them.
Who are your role models today? Who do you look up to in the work that you do as an educator and a principal? Who inspires you today?
Well, I think my biggest inspiration was my father. My father was a Catholic deacon, and so just to watch him understand the importance of not only modeling but being a man for others is something that now I'm able to do each and every day because it's ingrained in my spirit.
So growing up with your father as a role model to you, what are some of the things in a deacon? I think he was one of the first black deacon in Detroit. Was that not correct?
That's right.
What inspired your father? I mean, that's pretty, courageous, too, to seek that out, especially in the time period that he was growing up. You know, what does that mean to you watching your father dedicate his life to the church?
I think it's just, I found my father to be a servant leader. I think he understood the importance of giving back, the importance of not looking for recognition, but to give and not to count the cost. And so it is kind of in that spirit that I'm able to continue to work with our young men, because I've seen the blueprint. I've seen what happens when you work selflessly to make sure that others are benefiting from the work that you do. And I think here at Loyola High School, we continue to try and do that each and every day, you know. And so here during Black History Month, we had our first Black History Fact that we gave our young men. It's just as much as we can give them more experience and information, the better they'll be in the world.
How has your father influenced you, Wyatt Jones III, as a leader at Loyola? Because you, too, are a leader. You're leading those students in the school forward every single day. So how did your dad influence your servant leadership?
That's a great question. As I reflect back on that, I think about Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 19, where it says, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Mm. I think when I think about my father, I think of just that, the opportunity to give young men an intimate relationship with God, an invitation to come and experience him authentically. That I've watched so many times happen over and over, that's what I try to invite our young men to each and every day.
We're talking with Wyatt Jones III, principal of Loyola High School right here in Detroit. You know, Wyatt, we're big proponents here on Ave Maria Radio, especially, you know, I'm filling in for Teresa this morning, but on my own show, Epiphany, I really try to talk about the different rites within the church, the different ethnic groups within the Catholic Church, because we're all one universal church. And I'm Chaldean, you're African-American. What can we learn from each other? What would you want non-black people to know about the black community and honoring this month and the people that came that got us to where we are today, the Martin Luther King Jr.'s and the Frederick Douglasses of the world, and your father?
Yeah, I think the universal church, when we think about it, it is all on the premise of love. It's love and understanding. I think if we take a little bit more time to understand not only the trials and tribulations and challenges, that we're all working towards one common goal, which is to love one another in the spirit that God has given us. And if we just give each other a little bit more grace and understanding, I think our purposes are aligned. And no matter what color you are, we serve a God who is faithful. We serve a God who is compassionate. And it is in that spirit that we're able to go each and every day, and that our faith will help us through any situations or obstacles that may challenge us due to ethnicity or other things, that ultimately God is. And because of that, we'll be okay.
Amen to that. You know, why we know that in every ethnic group, there's, you know, biases and prejudices and misunderstandings and people not understanding the culture, right? I was just talking about this with my friend who's a manicurist. I was getting my nails done, and we're talking about how much the Chaldeans are so similar to the black community, how we, you know, our family orientedness, our love for our family, our kids, our, you know, there's so much similarities. And I said, if people just stopped and met, you know, had conversations over coffee and lunch, we would learn so much from each other instead of thinking we're so different from each other.
Absolutely. I think the easiest way to depict that and watch it is watch children play. Put children on a playground and see if before they have implicit biases, before they are indoctrinated with other things, watch how they play authentically. And that's Jesus' love for us. I think ultimately we get in the way that causes some of the strife, but in our core, we are so much alike that is scary. And if I think we realize that, we'd be further along in the world.
Yeah, it's ignorance. It's really ignorance and not taking the time out to really get to know each other. One of my closest friends when I was in full-time radio, and it's still a good friend of mine, is Lloyd Jackson, and he's black, I'm Chaldean, and we would always talk about the similarities and, you know, how we lived our lives, how we were raised, how our parents treated us, our discipline, and things growing up. And it was amazing to see so many, we would laugh because there are so many similarities. We would laugh all the time about things, and you don't realize it till you take the time out to get to know each other. We're talking with Wyatt Jones III, principal of Loyola High School here in Detroit. We got to take a break. We're going to continue having a conversation with him about Black History Month and what can you do to honor this month, whether you're, you know, part of the black community or not. We all should be honoring this month and learning about people in history that have made an impact in the world today. We'll be right back here on Catholic Connection.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck from More to Life. Only 15% of Catholic kids stay Catholic. What caused them to stay when 85% of their peers leave the church? Join Greg and I as we answer this question in our new free webinar, Against the Odds, the Key to Raising Faithful Catholic Kids. It's happening on Wednesday, February 8th at 7:30 Eastern. Sign up today at CatholicHOM.com/webinar. Again, it's free. That's CatholicHOM.com/webinar.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, in the temple, the elder Simeon holds Christ in his hands and then asks to be dismissed from this world. What do we say with God entering our entire being?
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO, Ave Maria Radio.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy to listen to criticism. Sometimes people see things in us that we don't see in ourselves. And I'm not talking about pointing out the obvious to someone, but truth that will only help improve their lives. Criticism based on hearsay is not helpful, it's gossip. In Proverbs, we learn that uninformed criticism will usually wind up embarrassing the critic when the truth is revealed. In Proverbs, it also reads that if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. Criticism based on Scripture can be helpful, loving, and based on truth. Correction is to be gentle. It comes from love, not from hate. In Galatians, it reads, "The Spirit wants to produce in us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." If criticism cannot be expressed in keeping with the fruit of the Spirit, it's better left unsaid. This has been a Christ-Centered Communication Message. I'm Vanessa Dunhagarmo, a communications evangelist.
We're talking about Black History Month here on Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Dunhagarmo, filling in for Teresa Tomeo. Black History Month is an annual observance originated in the United States, also known as African American History Month. It's received official recognition from governments in the United States and Canada, and more recently in Ireland and the United Kingdom. And we're talking about Black History Month with Wyatt Jones III from Loyola High School here in Detroit. He is the principal. And Wyatt, we were talking about your father, who left a legacy in many ways, including being the first Black Catholic deacon here in Detroit. What are you hoping your legacy will be?
That's a good question. Because of my opportunity to be here at Loyola, I've been extremely blessed. I've been blessed to have an impact over 400 to 500 young men over the course of my time. And I really hope that the fingerprint from what my father has given me, that I'm able to etch that with our young men, which is being a person who was kind, a person who has a level of empathy for all people, who wants to hold itself accountable as well as our young men, and that ultimately there's a level of compassion. You know, if our young men come here and they have the opportunity to leave here and be a little bit better, then I think that our work definitely wasn't in vain. And so I want to be a person who was known, who cares for people, and ultimately I think that's the goal.
What do you want people to know about the Black community today? People who may not have a relationship with anybody in the Black community or familiar, have not really tried to educate themselves. What do you want people to know?
I think in any community, but particularly in the Black community, there is a specific, and not to truly generalize, but there are challenges that people face. And they're inherent. There are some socioeconomic challenges. I think what people tend to believe is that that people are looking for something else. I think there's a level of empathy that goes along with that. But people have learned to pull themselves up, to continue to work hard, continue to make it through all situations. And so I think it's just an understanding is what I would say. If you don't know, take some time to have a conversation. Take some time to really learn some of the trials and also some of the accomplishments that happened in the Black community. And I think that'll only educate and help us all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, maybe that people could take the time out this month to learn about Frederick Douglass and to read more about Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and others in history. And maybe there's people they didn't even know about, names that are not familiar to them, but do some research and learn about people in Black history and contemporary Black history as well, and the influences they've made on the world today.
Absolutely. I think there are so many individuals that we can name. And I know you mentioned Frederick Douglass. You know, February 14th is legendary with Frederick Douglass, and of course with Valentine's Day and the Day of Love. You know, and so for us, it is the opportunity for us to honor Frederick Douglass with our 5 Frederick Douglass scholars that we have. So they are preparing speeches for our community, an opportunity to really elevate and highlight the contributions that he had on America and the world across. And so we're really grateful to be able to do those things. Again, it's an opportunity for our students to get exposure, an opportunity for us to highlight such a great man.
So tell me about those scholarships. Do you have to be an existing Loyola High School student, or is it for somebody that wants to go to Loyola?
Yep, so right now it is set for junior and senior students.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the process at the moment.
Okay, and what can you tell us? We have a couple minutes left with you here, Wyatt Jones III. What else do you want to share with our listeners about Loyola High School and the work that you do and the school itself and the students? What do you want to share with our listeners?
So, of course, I'm a little biased. I've been here at Loyola for 19 years. I'm also a graduate of the school, and so a lot of my time and effort and commitment has been to this place. We are a jewel here on the northwest side of Detroit. We have the opportunity to have between 150 to 170 young men, vast majority of them African-American, come to this particular community where they are safe, where they learn, where they have an opportunity to express their love for God each and every day, starting off with morning prayer. The significance of having our young men in a communal space where not only from our president down to maintenance all has prayer in the morning for about 20 minutes is significant for our young men because they may not have that any other point of their day. The opportunity for them to have three meals, the opportunity for them to have a rigorous education, athletics. I mean, we really try to make sure that there's a 360 approach to dealing with our students. So first, their social-emotional learning is paramount. If a student does not feel well, if a student aren't having other issues, then education sometimes becomes secondary. But I think that is still in the premise of what God teaches us, to make sure we love one another, to make sure that our basic needs are taken care of. And with that, our young men can do anything.
Amen to that. Wyatt Jones, the third principal of Loyola High School. Any last words for our listeners before we let you go here?
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity. I think if anyone wants to learn more about Loyola High School, I would encourage them to come to our Mission Thursdays. It's the first Thursday of every month. It's normally about an hour, starting anywhere roughly about 7:30. We'll have them out of here no later than 9 o'clock. Great opportunity to take a tour, see our young men, and maybe have prayer with us in the morning. And if they need even more additional information, to check out our website, which is www.loyolahsdetroit.org.
Wyatt Jones, the third principal of Loyola High School in Detroit. Thank you for joining us here in Catholic Connection.
It is my pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you and all the work that you do. Wyatt Jones, the third principal of Loyola High School in Detroit. I want to share with you another quote. This is going to be Epiphany, a show quote of the day. I wanted to share with you, and it goes along with what I was talking about earlier about speaking truth, and it's from St. Catherine of Siena, and she said, "Speak the truth in a million voices. It is the silence that kills. Speak the truth in a million voices. It is silence that kills. Stand up for what is right and just. Stand
Amen.
Up for truth." Amen. Thank you so much, Wyatt, for being with us and sharing your story and your truth with us. And the truth in the world, we have to educate ourselves on what's going on in the world. We have to educate ourselves and all these amazing people who have made tremendous impacts for society and moving us forward. And we really have to take the time to get to know each other within our own Catholic community. There are such talented, wonderful people doing amazing things within the church, and they're in our own backyard. So if there are celebrations for Black History Month, which I know the Archdiocese of Detroit puts on different events throughout this month, please look into that and participate. You don't have to be part of the Black community to enjoy a festivity or a celebration to honor Black History Month. We should be all getting involved and supporting one another. And, you know, I invite people to Chaldean Mass all the time. I mean, we should learn about one another, the Hispanic community, the Polish community, the Black community, the Chaldean community, the Arab community within the Catholic Church. We should expose ourselves to different ethnic groups. We are one part of one amazing universal church, and it's so flavorful. It's so beautiful, and it's deep, and it's rich. And we can learn so much from how different ethnic groups and different rites within the church celebrate our beautiful faith. We may have different liturgical prayers that we do in the Chaldean community, but we're all part of one universal church under the Pope. So let's learn about each other. Let's take this opportunity during Black History Month and learn about the Black community right here in Detroit. We're heading into the EWTN National Hour here on Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denhagarmo filling in for Teresa Tomeo. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.